Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 7. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed dietary supplements, the eighth principle in our ongoing series of principles of sports nutrition. In essence, high-quality dietary supplements manufactured with good science in mind will make any good, clean, whole food diet stronger. They certainly make whatever I eat better and more complete. Supplements are to the diet what carbon is to steel. Steel is stronger, more flexible, and more resistant to rust than iron alone. Steel is an alloy that consists mostly of iron with a carbon content between 0.2 and 2.1% by weight, depending on the grade. Now, this reminds me of the same relationship between supplements and food. Most of what you consume by weight is food, and a small, tiny percentage of it, which is as important as the carbon is to the steel, are the supplements. Carbon is the most common alloying material for iron. It acts as a hardening agent, preventing dislocations in the iron atom crystal lattice from sliding past one another. That's kind of cool and good to know, I guess, if you're in the business. Without supplements, we're like iron standing alone. Iron is strong, but steel is stronger. And steel is not only stronger than iron, it's more flexible and resistant to rust. Now think about it. If we take the right mix of top quality supplements like coenzyme Q10 or calcium ascorbate or vitamin D, for example, our performance is not only going to improve, both short and long term, but we're going to be less prone to uncontrolled free radical damage. Now that is huge. Less damage means less pain and suffering, less risk of disease, and less chance of sports injury and disability. And seeing how we're on the subject of steel, let's remind ourselves about the secret of steel, because the secret of steel relates in part to the reason why we take supplements, as well as our ability to take them consistently without fail. Do you remember what Conan's father said to him in the 1982 movie Conan the Barbarian? Well, let me remind you. The secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn its riddle, Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. This you can trust. And of course, Conan's father is holding a sword and he's pointing at the sword and he says, "This you can trust." Ultimately, it was the evil wizard Thulsa Doom who revealed what the secret of steel actually was. And here it is. "There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel, when steel meant more to me than gold or jewels. Shall I tell you what it is? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. That is strength, boy. That is power. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it? Look at the strength in your body. the desire in your heart. I gave you this. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is consistency from the inside out. And this is also the same title of my conference lecture scheduled for September 24th in Coquitlam. And if you haven't registered online yet, I suggest you do because it's definitely going to be a sellout. We have 120 seats. That's it. We have some great speakers and exhibitors lined up, and I'm really looking forward to spending an afternoon with our six-member panel of nutrition and fitness experts as they answer questions from the audience. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of learning, a lot of networking, and this is a great opportunity for you to get connected. Now, in a previous edition of SNU, Volume 8, Number 8, August 2009, I tackled the concept of consistency. I defined what it meant, why it's important to be consistent, and even tried to unravel the mystery of why so many of us struggle with being consistent, at least when it comes to doing the right things that make us well and keep us that way. But since that recording, I've learned even more about consistency or inconsistency, depending on how you look at it. I learn mainly by observation, research, contemplation, and experience. What about you? This problem of consistency has less to do with the world around us than with the world inside of us, meaning our consciousness and the world inside our brain. Actually, the human brain is more like a universe than a world, but as consistency is only an effect, there must be something much greater that originates from inside the neocortex where our gray matter lies. The neocortex is involved in higher functions such as sensory perception, generation of motor commands, spatial reasoning, conscious thought, and language. Now, knowing is doing. This is basic CHI philosophy. If you don't do, you don't know. You might think you know, but the law of health and life states that knowing is defined by doing. A man is defined by what he does, not what he says. We are what we do, not what we say. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. If you don't back up your intention with action, then your intention isn't real. Courage, honor, and integrity, CHI. These are revealed in deed, not words. Words without physical demonstration are smoke. Action is what action does. The best work of functional health is based on logic and rational thinking. Work, W-O-R-K, is an acronym for health. We must be willing to have order to repeat the knowledge. To get well or stay well, we must adhere to the laws that govern health and wellness, as in the laws of nature, the same laws that govern reality and our existence. First, we must accept life and reality as true scientists and clearly define our ultimate purpose in the sport of life. We are here to serve no master but ourselves, and let's be very clear about that. Next, we must spend time and energy learning what it takes to achieve and sustain optimum health. To die prematurely of any disease or illness that can be prevented is illogical. A man cannot do what he does not know. Ignorance isn't bliss when it comes to personal health management. We are volitional creatures, we humans, with the capacity to learn, but we are not born with the knowledge that leads to action guided by reason and science. The knowledge of health is not embedded in our DNA. We are born with the tools to acquire, process, and apply true health knowledge, but the knowledge itself must be acquired over time by a deliberate process motivated by desire and necessity. Humans can grow and master themselves only by their own effort. No one becomes a master by default, but the good news is that every master was once a disaster. We all have to start from scratch and climb the ladder of life one rung at a time. No one can do the work for us. A strong man cannot make a weak man strong. He can try, but he will fail. A man who needs strength must lift himself against the resistance of his own fears and negative emotions. We must all face the same truth together. It's called reality. Health is the presence of function, and functional health is best achieved through controlled exercise and optimum nutrition, H equals NF squared. Sweat equity deposited in the bank of life. Exercise performed consistently with intensity and true grit. Exercise that is calculated in advance, structured, and routinely measured. In fact, that's what exercise is. All other forms of movement are physical activity. Exercise form and sequence must correlate with mathematical principles and natural laws that govern human performance, recovery, and growth. But we must also eat as hard as we train. Training without proper nutrition is futile. That's like swimming against the current of a great ocean or a mighty river. Exercise alone without optimum nutrition is an unreliable strategy for reducing body fat. That's definitely like swimming against the current. Yet, how many of us expect exercise alone to strip off body fat caused by eating the wrong way? Resistance to what is only increases our suffering. Our action must conform to reality, to what is, as opposed to what we want. Nature is a dictator and conforms to no one. It is we who must conform. Nature is supreme and without prejudice. She is the force. Science only reveals her power. To command her, we must understand and ultimately obey her. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Consistency from the inside out means just that. It begins with an agreement with me, myself, and I. The I am what I am Popeye factor. If we're on side with ourselves, we never get in our own way. That would be foolish. We get what needs to be done and we do it. Now, this sounds simple, but it's extremely uncommon. Most of us trip over our own feet, and do you know why? We do it on purpose. So who and what are you? Well, let's start with your blood type. Do you know what it is? From there, you can move on to ethnic origin or genetic type, metabolic type, somatotype, gland type, functional type, sport type, Ayurvedic type, chronotype, and autonomic type for a total of 10 typing models. I'm telling you, this life is a journey of self-discovery. And I love it. Did you know with just a little spit you can get your DNA genotyped? Check out www.23andme.com. I learned of this site by downloading and listening to the audiobook The Language of Life by Francis S. Collins. He's the dude who directed the Human Genome Project. Genotyping your DNA is a great way to explore your early ancestors, map your heritage in your genes, and learn how your genes can impact your future health. The future is now, people. Wouldn't it be incredible to stay well and lean lifelong? Think of it. No chronic disease or disability. No excess fat to store the toxins of the world. No cancer, no heart disease, and no diabetes. Is that possible? You tell me. Whatever you think, you're right. Is there anything more important than your own personal state of health and well-being? There's nothing more important than mine, and I mean nothing. We can't stay well in this world of chaos unless we take care of ourselves, and we can't take care of ourselves unless we know how. We have to have the right knowledge before we can do the work that needs to be done. So education is essential, but we must have the desire to be educated. We have to know where to look. We have to want to be well, and that's where the fire comes from, people, inside. Here's my proposal. Let's do it together. Let's lock in those lyrics. Let's push and prod constantly towards a life free of infection, disease, and degeneration. Let's abstain from doing anything harmful, first to ourselves and second to others. Let's learn about the natural laws that govern health, preserve life, and prevent disease. Let's do the work together. Let's hit the weights and run like the wind. Let's eat like there is a tomorrow. Let's live an independent life guided and sustained by no one except ourselves. And above all, let's be responsible for our thoughts, words, actions, and deeds. True health is a state of mind driven from the inside out. Consistency is an effect, not a cause. Be the cause. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Aldous Huxley, English writer, poet, and author of the best-selling novel Brave New World. Consistency is contrary to nature, contrary to life. The only completely consistent people are dead.